This episode is brought to you by Sock Club. Go to sockclub.com/TMS and get 15% off using the code TMS at checkout. That's sockclub.com/TMS. And by Morty, M-O-R-T-Y, the newest and smartest way to get a home mortgage by simplifying the process and helping you find the smartest mortgage that's right for you. Go to trymorty.com/TMS and learn more. That's trymorty.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, et tu, Lauer, et tu?
Why is that skull in your trunk?
That's too many pennies.
No more butt selfies in Thailand.
Be careful, Megan.
Ooh, Tom's tech time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I don't have that ability yet. That ability isn't ready yet. I can't do that yet. Not ready yet. They can't join our group. I can't put that there.
But you know what? I like you.
Better than a strawberry Pop-Tart blowtorch. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for November 29th, 2017. It's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Kim.
I made her breakfast this morning. That was good. That was a good time.
Wow.
And took the kids to their various school/work things so that she didn't have to worry about it.
Did you make weird eggs? Is that the deal?
I did. Here's what you want to hear how to make today. Check it out.
Yeah.
This is going in the terrible cookbook as well.
All right, good.
It's a bowl, like a cereal bowl. Okay. Mm-hmm. You put two eggs in there, and then you scramble them.
Okay.
So I hope everyone's writing this down. It's important stuff. You scramble those two eggs
in there. Microwave safe bowl.
Exactly. Microwave
safe. Start with that, yes.
Take a little sea salt, sprinkle it in there. Take a little pepper, sprinkle it in there. Mix that up. So far you're thinking, Scott, this sounds fine. Sounds like it's a good time for everybody. Then you put that bowl with those scrambled eggs in the microwave. And you put them in there for 2 minutes on this particular microwave. And it creates a perfectly round little bowl-shaped patty. Okay?
Right.
Out comes the patty. Plop it on a plate. I also made bacon, so that's off to the side there.
Mm, nice.
Again, all pretty normal. But then here's the fun part. You take a knife, a butter knife, and you take a can or a bottle of Ragu fettuccine white sauce.
Oh, okay.
And you smear it all over the egg, like almost like mayonnaise, sort of. Just like smear that all over the egg there. And then you cut up a bunch of green olives, and then you sprinkle those green pickly
olives. Green olives?
Yeah, on top of it. And then that with
is
a little...
Kim pregnant?
No, I'm just a terrible cook. I'm just bad at this. So that's what I made her, and she said she liked it.
Green olives, fettuccine sauce, eggs, and bacon.
Yep, that was it. It's going in the terrible cookbook. Right. I'm pretty excited about this book, you guys. It's coming together. The Terrible Cookbook, coming sometime in 2018. Catch it. Watch for it. All right. Hey, today, every day is a new day, right? Every day there's something weird going on. Now, I am not a morning news guy. I don't watch NBC's The Today Show. I don't have any kind of connection to it.
Every morning I do.
Yeah, you're always up there seeing what's going on. And so today you must have been surprised to hear, who's it now? Who's the lady now?
Who's the Savannah Guthrie.
Savannah Guthrie. We don't have the others anymore. They've all come and gone. But you got your 25-year or so veteran, Matt Lauer, who I just saw doing the Thanksgiving Day Parade stuff the other day.
Right.
Out of there. Sexual harassment. Not just harassment. Like, apparently something possibly criminal. There's, like, all kinds of talk about something real bad.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a, ooh, we broke the news. We're going to kind of make sure that this is valid before we do anything. But apparently when they were given the information, when NBC was given the information, they were given enough information to make them think that, oh, okay, this is irrefutable and it's bad and you're fired.
And it's and it's real bad. Like, not just let's have a Bill O'Reilly style resignation with a little pat on the back and see you out the door.
Exactly.
This is like straight up, like, you are fired. You are gone.
Yeah.
Which is such
a bummer. I really liked Matt Lauer. I mean, I watched him through all the changes of, like, the Meredith Vieira coming and going and the, who was before Meredith?
Her name may have been Ann Curry right before Meredith
Vieira. Oh, Ann Curry,
Vieira.
Of course, yes.
And the reason
she was always news. She wasn't She didn't sit right next to
Oh, you've forgotten very quickly. Have you forgotten?
Oh, really?
Yeah. A big, ugly leaving. In fact, now there's talk that she probably knows a whole bunch of shit she never said. So, yeah. So she was for a hot minute, like a month or something. She was second chair co-host on that show. And the rumors at the time were that he pushed her out because he didn't like her. And he also thought that she was bringing down ratings. But really, data suggested it was Matt Lauer people didn't like at the time, and he was really pissed about that. So he got her pushed out of there. That was a big to-do, like a big stinkeroo back then.
Oh, look at that. No kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of... Boy, when you search for Ann Curry right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she's all up in this news. Not that she's got anything to do with the direct stuff. No, but
somebody tweeted somewhere Ann Curry just made her orange juice a mimosa.
Yeah, totally. She totally did.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. It's good to have you back there, Ann Curry.
Yes, it is a good morning for Ann Curry.
I guess so. But also right before, so I guess these people, the current host lady and whoever else is on that show, found out 10 minutes before airtime. So they were not given any warning. They had no idea. So she had to get out there. And you could tell she was kind of like, whoa, man, I have to say this. It was hardcore.
Could you imagine? Like, it's like the last minute scramble, like jury, lets you know 5 minutes before unfriend me. Hey, I'm not going to do this anymore, Scott. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out.
You've got all of a sudden, you've got to like, get in there and figure it out ASAP.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on. So the whole thing is pretty nutsoid and freaked me out. But it's all right. There's another one. If anyone had him on their list, you can check that one off. Matt Lauer, whatever he did. Now, it sounds, again, a lot of this is rumor and it's too early to say, but there's a lot of talk that something was super criminal.
Yeah.
Like something real bad. Like,
that's too bad.
Not some consenting,
whatever. I would have easily put him on the good list. You know, it's like the only time you ever see Matt Lauer kind of losing his mind a little bit is in that interview with Tom Cruise.
No, right.
Where Tom Cruise accuses him of being flippant or something like that. I can't remember the whole deal.
But then I saw a clip today that made me think a little bit. So I guess he was talking to Anne Hathaway with her giant eyeballs. You know her with the big eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was saying there was a whole thing about somebody was selling camera shots that were of up her skirt as she walked by something, and somebody did this thing where they did that without her permission, and they were selling them or whatever. And he was really condescending and asked her if she had learned her lesson, and like
what?
Weird shit like that. Yeah. So I'm just saying it may have been one of those hiding in plain sight kind of deals this whole time. Who knows? Who knows? I am no expert. I am no legal expert. I am none of those things. All I am is a guy who's pissed that Skype has a weird update today. That's it.
No kidding. Come on, Skype. Get with it.
My needs are simple.
Try and maintain the previous version's quality before you make an upgrade.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad, this version of Skype. I mean, I know there are bigger problems in the world right now. We got a... the North Koreans can reach anywhere now with a missile. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much universally agreed upon by all sides of the aisle. So
might I point their attention to Mar-a-Lago?
I feel like there'd be collateral damage if it was a nuke. I mean,
that's true.
Like you'd lose a lot of Floridians.
You would be able to like really just pinpoint Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to do that so much. Also, Brian was not saying that he wants the president to be in Mar-a-Lago at the time. He just meant destroy the edifice.
No, as a matter of fact, I'd like nobody to be in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
I'd like something to happen to it.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, well, I guess I can't go there this weekend. Maybe I'll just stay here and work.
Yeah, maybe that. That'd be great. Anyway, so there's that. Bummed me out to hear that this morning. However... I don't know how we do this as a people, but there's that news. There's the North Korean saber rattling. There's this other stuff we won't get into.
Obviously,
that happened today.
The sexual harassment stuff that just never seems to end.
Never seems to end. You got Tweeter McGee saying terrible things this morning. Like everybody everywhere being terrible. And then that new Avengers 4 or Avengers, what's the name of it? The Age of the Gauntlet Man. What's it called?
Thanos.
Avengers Ultimate Hand.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Part one. Is what I think you're looking for.
Right. Yes. Didn't they decide not to do two parts, though, I thought? I think it's down to one again. Isn't it?
Oh, really? I thought it's... Let me see.
I was looking with all kinds of new information today, I've noticed.
You really are. I was looking at it this morning. I'm like looking at the dates of all the movies because we got Black Panther coming up in February. We've got the deal Infinity War coming up in look at that. It is.
They compressed it down to one. Look at that. Crazy. Literally, it's called called Avengers 4 Infinity War, and that's it. No part two.
Wow. Yeah, so, you're right. May 4th. May the 4th Infinity War.
Be worth you. Is
worth
what
you. Yes, yeah. May the 4th be worth you.
So did you catch this trailer today? Did you watch this?
I sure did. As soon as I heard about it, I jumped on it. So where are we at? Are we... Hey, Siri, how many days is it until May 4th?
Sorry, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Hey, Siri, how many days is it until May 4th?
Yes, you can.
It's 156 days until
May 4th. It's 156 days until May 4th.
All right.
And I was going to see if it was like, because I usually stay away from trailers when it's about 3 months until the release of the movie. Because, you know, I've seen all I want to see. I've gotten enough of a taste to like say, okay, here's what's coming up. Yeah. And I know when I go see Black Panther in February, I'm going to see a deluxe Infinity Wars trailer.
Sure.
Infinity War trailer.
Sure.
It's singular.
These are the Russo brothers.
Only one war.
Yeah, only one more. There's only one. It just lasts forever because it's Infinity. The freaking Russo brothers are directing this, which is great. They did your Winter Soldier and the other one, the Civil War deal. Autumn Private, and Polite Conflict was the other one. So they
conscientious objector.
There you go. Those are fine films, although I would give my love mostly to Winter Soldier, and I think that part of what happened with Civil War that made it feel a little buckly under its own weight was just so many characters to keep track of. So I'm a little bit worried about that here, just a little bit.
I disagree, and I disagree, and I think you're going to go back. I think you could go back and listen to our episodes after Civil War, because I remember both of us commending Marvel on the great job of having all these characters in one film and it not feeling like... it was weighed down with.
They did a good job.
Age of Ultron suffered from that for sure.
That was just a bad movie. That was a bad movie in retrospect. I think Age of Ultron is terrible and does not hold.
Yeah.
However, and part of that problem is because you had Winter Soldier, then Age of Ultron, and that was a mistake because
it was so good. And then
the relationship between Steve Rogers and Natasha did not translate, and it was jacked up.
All of a sudden they forgot that they liked each other, and
exactly, so
they were just like work buddies. Then,
but I think the reason that Winter Soldier holds up better for me is because it's less crowded. I still like Civil War, certainly, but I didn't love it.
You saying at the time that you thought Civil War was the best Marvel movie, was the movie that Age of Ultron should have been, and was the best Marvel movie to date. I take that back. You've always liked Winter Soldier the most.
Yes,
but
that is correct. It didn't take the top spot at the time.
I remember you really, really liking Civil War, maybe even putting it second on your list.
Yeah, I think it's still in my top three or four for sure.
Okay.
And there's been some since then, but but I'm not. All I'm gonna say is it's a lot of people.
And now there's more people. I mean, basically everybody. Hey, remember everybody who's in Civil War? Well, we've got 11 new people to bring in here. We're gonna bring in the Guardians, and we're gonna bring in Doctor Strange, and we're gonna bring in Black Panther and his whole group.
And that Wong guy. What's the Wong guy's name? Wong.
It's BD Wong. Yes.
No, it's not BD Wong. It's something else.
It's just Wong.
No, it's another name.
Doctor Strange's
the real guy, the actor.
Oh. I can't remember his name.
I'm gonna find it because it's gonna drive me crazy. Benedict Wong, that's who it is.
Benedict Wong,
Benedict Wong's in there. So like you've got everybody plus their little side characters.
Right. Spider-Man in this and
You see that iron suit?
Surprised I didn't see any Ant-Man and Wasp. Did I miss it? Did I blink and miss it?
They're not in the trailer, but they're supposed to be in the movie.
Right.
So it's everybody as far as I can tell. So because it's everyone, it's a lot to handle. I'm just saying, there was a reason you were going to do two movies before there, the Russo brothers. But I don't know what you're going to do in 2 hours. I feel like it's going to be tight, but we'll find out.
I will say this. I freeze framed and took a screenshot when Thanos was flexing his Infinity Gauntlet hand, like when he was when you saw a really good shot of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of wanting to make that 3D. Kind of wanting to 3D print that.
Yeah, of course you are. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, it would be the first project of that size that I've designed and built in 3D, and it may be a little bit lofty because it needs to have working fingers. There's a lot of work that would be involved with
that. There's stuff to be done there, sure. No question about it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm totally stoked.
So Snake CL in the chat room says it is still a two-parter. I don't know if it is.
Nope. Not a two-parter.
I looked at the MCU release schedule, and what used to have 2019 as being Infinity Wars Part 2 no longer says Infinity Wars Part 2.
Just search for anything Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2, and you'll find a million news stories about how it got changed to one movie. It's not two movies anymore. No two parts.
Everybody's still insistent.
Well, they're in the chat room, and they can do that. They have that prerogative.
You know, maybe they're right.
I'll bet you. Maybe. Let me just say I'll bet them. I will bet them all the thickened liquid we get from that one guy.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Filming began in January 2017 at Pinewood Atlanta Studios and lasted until July 2017, shooting back-to-back with a direct sequel.
Yeah, but there's still no part
two. The sequel is expected to be released May 3rd, 2019.
Yeah, but that ain't part two. My point is there is no Infinity War part one and two anymore. It is a...
Well, here's, it's a direct sequel. It's not just like a... Well, they're all, it's a direct sequel.
But they're all direct sequels. Like this to that is like saying it's direct sequel.
No,
sure.
I think there's the difference between a direct sequel and just a plain sequel.
What's the difference?
Like a direct sequel means a part two to the, like, let me put it this way. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was a sequel to the movie that came before it. But Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part Two was a direct sequel to the movie before it.
Yeah, because it was a part two. This isn't a part two. It's like this is more like Star Wars. This is new. This is New Hope and Empire Strikes Back style. Is what they're doing here.
All right. You know what? I can't prove. I can't say you're wrong. So yeah.
No. All I'm saying is then all these weird. There's hundreds of articles saying.
I will say. Yeah. You know what? Okay. Here's credence to what you're saying. The film was announced on October 14 as in Avengers Infinity War Part Two. The Russo brothers came on board to direct in April 2015. And by May, Marcus and McFeely signed on to script the film. In July 26, Marvel removed the film's 2016. Marvel removed the film's title, referring to it as simply "Untitled Avengers film."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Well,
I think,
see, hopefully we all live that long.
I mean, direct sequel. Okay, I see what you're saying. So you're like saying that Age of Ultron was a sequel to Winter Soldier because it's all in the same universe, but not, mm-hmm. not.
Yeah, okay. But the Star Wars comparison is closer to me, because if you're going a direct sequel to Star Wars A New Hope is Empire Strikes Back, right? Wouldn't you say that? That's a direct sequel.
I would
sequel.
Just call it the sequel. I don't know. I guess I don't know what the term direct sequel means in what they're describing as a direct sequel.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. If it's the same directors, maybe. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, there's nothing... And honestly, it doesn't matter right now, because... Whatever, we don't know until we watch this first movie how it ends to see what they're going to do with the Untitled Avengers project.
Yeah, but what you got to understand is I'm angry at Skype so bad today that I need to find things to be irritated about. So that's what I'm going to do all episode. Dunaway's going to come in here and he's going to say something. I'm going to go, nope, not it. And
then we're gonna
argue it, and then it'll turn out somebody's right or wrong, and then we'll move on to news. And every one of these news stories I'm gonna be ticked about in some way, I'm telling you right now. Especially this guy who defecated when he tried to pay for his toll with pennies. All right. So we'll get to all that here in a minute.
Sure. I need to throw out some really quick TAD vibes or requests from some TAD vibes from the chat room I spoke to via Facebook Messenger. Spoke to the Tadpoles, William Nelson, goes by Willie Nelson also in some places, who's currently in the hospital. I don't know a lot of specifics, but he nearly bled to death, and he's doing fine now. He's gone through several transfusions. They were giving him Plavix, which apparently causes some pain for him, and also thinned out his blood really bad. I don't know what the thing was that started the hole nearly bleeding out, because you have to have an opening in your skin to bleed out. Yeah. And I don't know.
Unless it's internal, I guess, right? Could be internal, like a colon thing or something, like an internal bleeding deal. Who knows?
Could be. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. But
either way, that sucks. Ugh.
But vibes coming to you from the Tadpool. I'm looking at the chat right now, and many vibes, handle them, are coming your way.
Handle it, vibes. Help William Nelson. Oh, I just realized he's Willie Nelson for short. Look at that.
He is Willie Nelson for short. And it's funny because, you know, when I get messages from Willie Nelson, initially there was a part of me that goes, I remember this guy. Lisa the Fox says that a direct sequel picks up the events of the first movie. An indirect sequel starts a whole new story, but is part of the same universe.
Oh, all right. Well, could be a direct
sequel. Who knows? I mean, you know, the most likely answer that I've seen is that the sequel, or that the following Avengers movie would have a title that would be a spoiler to Infinity War. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they've renamed it just as Untitled Project until after Infinity War comes out.
Yeah, it could be. All those movies often spoil each other.
The death of Captain America.
Yeah. Something like that, right? Sure. So Godfather 1 and 2, literally called Part 2, would we say that's a direct sequel? Or
no,
see, the closest thing I would say would be, even though they call it Godfather 1 and Godfather Part 2, we'd still say that that's not a direct sequel.
Do they call it Godfather Part 2 or just Godfather 2? It's called Godfather Part 2?
I thought it was Part 2. No?
I'm looking it up because...
I don't remember.
Yeah, it is called... Well, yeah, it is. It's called Godfather Part 2 and Part 3.
Yeah. So I don't know how that one gets classified. But then you got something like Back to the Future 1 and 2. Right. I would say those are direct sequels because it's Marty, it's your kids, and they get in the car and
well,
they go.
Here's actually where I would disagree. I would say that Back to the Future 2 is a sequel to Back to the Future 1, but Back to the Future 3 is a direct sequel to Back to the Future 2 because the events, the story for Part 3 starts right at the end of Part 2. I guess it does with Part 1 too.
It does with 1 as well because they get in the car.
Marty, it's your kids, let's go. Yeah, we got to throw some crap in the...
Yeah, throw some stuff in the Cuisinart and let's go. Let's get in the car and get out of here.
You're right. You're right. Both of those would be both would be direct sequels.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll see what they do. All I know is that trailer has me chomping at the bit. I'm pretty stoked.
Megira 74. I don't know if you're referring to us, but he says, you know, for F's sake.
He probably is. It's fine.
Whatever. This is what you do. This is what you tune in for, is Scott and Brian figure crap out.
Yeah. Plus, you know.
So you don't have to.
Plus, North Korea's can land a missile anywhere in the United States. So it's an exciting day.
I also love the link that Captain Kipper just put in the chat room because it's the Justice League poster with all their faces on it.
Yeah.
And it shows how they would have to be standing in order for Cyborg and Aquaman to be standing up in the back and Superman to be lower in the front, unless they're on some sort of riser. But it's really funny. Shows Superman kneeling and Flash and Wonder Woman kind of squatting.
Yeah, posters are kind of the worst. There's actually a really bad, it may have been Ultron, I don't remember the poster, but there's a bad Avengers poster that's like that, where there's no way they're not even getting the same lighting direction. It's like, what is happening? I'll tell you what, though, if I'm voting, if I'm putting my vote down, I vote for Thor Ragnarok as best poster of all time. I think that is such an awesome poster. It's freaking rad.
The one that's symmetrical with I love that one.
Colors
it's
and
so
stuff.
70s color, like I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
It's really good. Like it's like an Atari game that's just on fire. In fact, that's what it reminds me of, the cover of an Atari game. And the only difference is once you play it, it doesn't look like shit compared to the cover. It actually holds up. That's the only difference.
Exactly. You're not little 8-bit little Thor running around in a 8-bit Taiki Watu or Taika Wapiti.
Wapiti. How do you say his name? I don't know how you say his name.
Taika
Tiki Wakaputi. I'm sure that's it.
Taiki
Wiki Wackapooty. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Brian Dunaway on the line. Hi, Brian Dunaway. What's going on?
Hi, Scott and Brian.
Hello.
Hello, Brian Dunaway.
How are you guys today?
We're okay. We can hear you fine, despite Skype being all dumb. What'd you say?
Scott's grumpy.
Stephen, stupid Skype.
Yeah, I'm a little grumpy. It's all right. I'll get over it.
But Brian sounds good. You sound good, Brian.
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, well, thank you. Good. That's because I'm calling for my new laptop, so maybe it'll do better.
Ooh, fancy. What would you get that for? Just for the...
Just for the smell of it.
Okay.
That's why we did the new laptop.
Did you get a good deal?
Yeah, it...
Black Friday deal or something?
It's usually... I did. And right now I'm on a USB, though, so we're going to see how that mic works. Because you know what? Brian likes to experiment on TMS.
Yes, you do. This is all true. This is the truth. Oh, I got to get rid of that phone number. Don't call our phone number, everybody. It doesn't work right now. All it does is make that horrible sound.
Settle down, people, with your calls.
Keep it in your chotch there. Let's get to the deal.
Garrison Keillor now? Garrison Keillor's been fired, Minnesota Public Radio, over allegations of inappropriate behavior. Have you heard about this one?
I thought he was already gone. Isn't he gone already?
I didn't know. I thought he left. I mean, I thought Prairie Home Companion was long gone, but...
Well, that show's still on, but he's not the host of it anymore. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Garrison Keillor fired for alleged improper behavior by Minnesota Public Radio.
Jeez Louise.
Let's see. What did he do? We don't know yet. All right.
Who great. This you week on what week. I did to get fired.
Everybody, wow. Dude. Every freaking buddy. No. It's so depressing to me. I hate it. Jeez. I don't get it. I'm naive. I don't understand what's going on.
I'm just pretty much expecting at some point all men, just men as a species, are going to get a restraining order.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Men are allowed to come within 100 feet of a woman.
Yeah.
Going forward, moving forward.
It's how it feels sometimes, I'm telling you. Well done, Away. It's good to have you here, buddy. How are you? You doing all right over there?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We had a good boop show this week. We've already done one of these TMSs, and I'm off from Comets Coast to Coast. So, hey,
what else?
It's a good week.
Right.
Don't forget, this week we're going to be watching The Void on FilmSack.
Oh, yeah. Much requested The Void.
And I've already
the
watched
The Void?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I watched The Voice.
Oh,
dang it.
You shouldn't have
all these
The
great
Voice.
Things I was going to say about Adam Levine.
Ah!
Which Void is it? Because there's a 2016 Void and a 2017 Void, and they're listed separately on IMDb. Are they the same thing?
Yeah, one of them's,
only
one of them's called
on Netflix. Oh.
One of them is called Just The Void, and it's 2016.
Okay, I'm looking at it here. Shortly after delivering a patient to an understaffed hospital, a police officer experiences strange and violent occurrences seemingly linked to a group of mysterious hooded figures.
Mm.
All right, I'm in.
And a horn off in the distance.
Yeah.
Starring Aaron Poole, Daniel Fathers, Kathleen Monroe.
Yeah.
And 18 other people you've never heard of.
Never heard of any of these people. None of them. Man.
Oh, this was a crowdfunded thriller.
Oh, well, then we're in serious trouble. But all right, we'll play it. We'll watch it.
I will say this about it so far, just a little tease.
Yeah.
The creature is interesting. The creatures they have in this,
really?
I like them.
Really?
Okay. I like
them. Okay. Yeah. Well, spoiler, there's creatures in it. Had no idea. I thought it was just
a void.
Yeah,
it
that was
be
just
called
a
the void with creatures.
This is absolutely a lack of anything scary. There's nothing here.
Well, having you
that's
here
where
is
where my Kickstarter money went right into the void.
That's right. Did anybody in the chat contribute to the void? I'm curious. Is that a thing anyone paid for? I'd be real curious to know. We're gonna take a caller in the deal here because we don't have any other way to do this. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kazuma?
Kazumi.
Sorry. I thought I saw an A there. Kazumi is on the line with us. He's going to participate in today's Stump Dunaway, which works a lot like the way Brian explains it. Brian Ibbett, explain it.
Well, Kazumi, I'm going to be asking Brian Dunaway a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to that trivia question is going to be 2. Oh, darn it. Well, let's try another trivia question. It will be a number, though. And we're going to, after Brian Dunaway gives his guess, every once in a while I hear an echo back to me.
Oh.
We're going to let Brian Dunaway give his guess. And then after he does that, I'm going to ask you, Kazumi, if the correct answer is higher or lower than Brian Dunaway's guess. If you are correct today, you win. Hey, are you a World of Warcraft player, by the way?
I actually just logged out.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Then. He is
forever
then.
Or just for today or for now?
Just checking my options.
All right. Well, you're going to get a Dizzy Box 9 CD, which contains music that you can listen to while you play World of Warcraft. And you get an Alliance flag. Do you play Alliance?
Yes, Human Alliance.
Oh, look at that. Because I was about to say, I was hoping you were going to say, no, I play the Horde. I was going to say, well, guess what? It's reversible. On the other side is a Horde logo.
Oh.
Yeah, I go both ways. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, good. Then all you right. can, you'll want to put this, you'll want to hang this in such a way that you can flip it back and forth depending on whichever
Horde side.
Faction
Horde
you're side. Playing. Yes, definitely Horde side.
Horde side. Every time. Well, that's Horde great.
Horde side. Category,
very nice
your
gifts.
Category today is hamburgers.
Oh,
see, I've got this. There's no hamburger question you can't ask that I won't know.
All right. Let me ask you a question before we get to the trivia question. Best burger you ever had in your life. Where was it?
That would have to be down over at Whiteford's.
Whiteford's?
Whiteford's?
That's what I said, Whiteford's. Whiteford's Burgers.
That's a very small place. Racist place to eat your burger, though, Brian. It's all about the whites.
I didn't even look up. It was just yummy.
There it is. Right. Whiteford's Giant Burger in Lawrence, South Carolina.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Home of the Giant Burger.
Right. Giant Burger.
That sounds real good. I'd eat that. I would happily put that in my mouth.
You'd have to eat that, and you have to order the milkshake and the French fries and the coronary.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, wow. The coronary is great. It's really good. Mm. By the way, you know how some people say certain kinds of heartburn can actually be like heart problem and not heartburn? You heard of that?
Right.
Yeah, I had heartburn yesterday. I hope it's nothing else. I hope that's all it was.
It could just be heartburn. Scott.
I hope so. I hope that's all that was.
What you should do is go to WebMD and just look it up, because that'll
good plan.
Any concerns or worries you might have had, that'll fix them right up.
Yeah,
you won't have to worry about
it. Waylay any real concerns I might have had previous to today. All right, well let's do this question. It is the following: Denny's Beer Barrel in Clearfield, Pennsylvania. It's not Denny's like the Denny's you're thinking of. All right, it's Denny's different guy.
So it's not a Grand Slam burger or something weird.
No,
right?
No. It's not that. Denny's Beer Barrel in Cleveland, Pennsylvania. Clearfield. Sorry.
This is going to be an ounces question, isn't it?
Nope. Might. Oh, I don't know. I haven't actually read it.
It's going to be pounds.
Yes. The space points. I don't weigh ounces. This isn't burial also, isn't it? Anyway, Pennsylvania has some pretty big hamburgers, or that place has some pretty big hamburgers. In 2007, they introduced their largest burger. How much does this burger weigh? It includes the buns, lettuce, cheese, and other toppings. And the answer is in pounds. Now, I'll give you a hint. And the only hint would be, let's see, how do I put this? It would be hard for a small person to eat the entire thing. That's my only hint.
That's it?
Yep.
Good. I think that's a good hint.
Yeah.
That's all I need, because I know everything there is to know about Hamburger Quiz.
Great.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay.
So how many pounds is this massive burger? See, the thing that's throwing me off, though, is the fact that you're counting the tomato and the cheese and stuff. And,
of course, yeah.
And I don't know what kind of bun they have, so that could definitely cause some problems.
Yep.
Could be more dense,
yeah,
heavy
well,
bun.
We can definitely probably say tell it's gonna,
you. Hmm? We could probably tell you that it does have lots of condiments. It's got your ketchup and relish and mustard and mayo. It does have lettuce, tomatoes, onions. Mm-hmm. Pickles.
You know, if I was really going all out and I was making a burger myself,
sure,
you know, I might go, okay, so let's go ahead and go with a half pound burger. And then we say, oh, well, you know what? We want two more patties on there. All right. So let's say some shrinkage there. I'm going to go, that thing is 5 pounds, 6 ounces.
5 pounds. 6 ounces. Also, I would have to agree, a small person might have trouble eating that much. Let's find out if that is the correct poundage. Brian, is that how much that burger weighs?
5 pounds, 6 ounces is incorrect. Kazumi, is the actual answer higher or lower than 5 pounds, 6 ounces?
Well, I'm not a master on big burgers, so I think I'm going to say it's smaller.
Smaller than 5 pounds. Let's find out if that's correct. I'll push this button and it'll tell us. Oh no, it's incorrect. The proper answer was, wait for it, 123 pounds.
So this is a fake burger. I thought this was something that was on the menu.
It is.
This is on the menu.
It's on the menu.
Yeah, people, Captain Kipper has been putting photos of this thing in the chat room. Mm-hmm. And pound of lettuce, ketchup, relish, mustard, mayonnaise, 160. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. I'm
you can't order this thing.
Reading that's like the
those,
thing that
that's like those giant cat pictures you see on the internet.
No, that's crap. That's real.
2 pounds of banana peppers alone.
Yeah. And look at all the pickles on top with those sticks. Look at all the tomatoes. There's like a ton of like slices of tomato. Look at this photo. It is a monster.
You can't. I see it there, but you can't sell this thing because how much would that thing cost? The thing would cost $1,000.
Do we have a price? We don't have a price, do we?
No, but I bet I can find out really quick.
Really curious what that was going to run.
Yeah.
The bun itself, Brian Dunaway, is 30 pounds of bun. Mm. So there's already like quadruple that amount that you thought was in the normal size burger. 33 pickles, right, dude. It's insane.
Yeah. And I would
not hamburger pickles. They're like dill pickles. Oh, dill pickles.
No, these are like full on. Yeah. They're spears. They're like the sliced spear style. But yes, basically full length pickle slices.
Pickle slices.
Let's see here. Scrolling.
You could feed a small like prefecture with this.
You could easily.
Captain Kipper's question marking the listed price will be $379.
There it is right there, $379. And here's the thing that worries me. Nobody's going to eat that much, obviously. But how on earth do they cook the inside of that burger with the outside, with it being 30 pounds of ground beef?
Yeah.
That's what worries me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It would take like... It would take so long because you'd have to cook like in portions, right? And then like shove it together.
Mash it together, sure.
I guess, yeah.
Lacquer it.
I guess. Why would you eat it though? Gross.
Their site is unfinished. They have
that's because they're building that dang burger.
the Denny's Beer Barrel Pub.com has home menu download, which shows the menu, food, drinks, etc. Last item on there is Burger Challenge. And when you go to that page, you get please select your featured image, and then a whole bunch of other images to select. So
until I see someone actually slicing off a piece of this burger and eating, and I'm calling shenanigans. I think this is a publicity stunt. I know too much about burgers to buy this.
Of course it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just to get people interested in going into their place. No question about it. Nobody's going to eat this. Now, if I had a group of 50 people and thought we were being funny and pooled a bunch of money together and said, here's $400, let's just buy the damn thing. I could see that, right?
Look, talk about the height of lies. Their big, giant picture on the front of the menu, that's not how it looks in that other picture.
No, of course not. I bet they took a picture of a normal burger in the other one or something.
There's only two pickle spears on that thing.
Yeah.
The other burgers, though, that they're describing still sound amazing. Like, The Boggy Creek Burger, Black Angus Beef with Italian Sausage, Green Peppers, Red Onions, Melted Pepper Jack Cheese, the Prime Rib Burger, the Mac and Jack. So it's topped with grilled onion, two slices of bacon, white cheddar mac and cheese, and pepper jack cheese served on a toasted brioche roll.
Oh, my Lord.
So we do have chat room members saying they live in the area and can confirm this is a real burger, and I say... go take pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's another. So the beer barrel belly bruiser. Mm-hmm. So the big one is 100 and whatever we said, 123 pounds. The second size is 50 pounds of ground beef called the beer barrel belly bruiser. You need 72 hour notice. The burger nader is 25 pounds, all meat and cheese. The belly buster. Geez.
Mm-hmm. Hold the 6 pounds of lettuce, please.
So here's this one, 15-pound challenge. You can take the 2-man challenge on this behemoth, $82.99. Ye old 96er is a 6-pound challenger, 3-hour time limit to eat it, $50. I was afraid of
96er because that was always hilarious in the great outdoors. I always loved that.
Is that where that for? Like they had a thing called the 96er?
Yeah, the old 96er, and he ate all of it except for the gristle, and John Candy did, and they said, wait.
Oh, the John Candy movie where the bear jumps on his back and slams him into the
big
floor.
Big bear chase me.
Yeah, that movie.
Great outdoors.
That's not that great.
Wow.
It's kind of a dumb movie. What do I know? I'm grumpy today. I hate everything. All right. Well, there you go. Brian Dunaway, always on point with the burger knowledge. And as always, find him at the Brian Dunaway on Twitter. I think I can hang up on him because this new Skype will let me. I don't know. Will it? Oh, my gosh. It's all changed.
I'm hanging out.
Okay,
now.
Hold on.
This is where I live.
I want to see. How do I do it? I don't know how to do it.
I could hang up on you if you would like.
This is so dumb. Well, hold on. Oh, my Lord, Brian. Skype can bite my chode. This doesn't work. Okay, how about window? No? Float. It doesn't let me hang up on you. I guess you have to hang up on me. All right, he's out. And now I have two of me, and I can't get it back to just one of me. Great. Well, I'll call Brian back during the song. We're taking a break. When we come back...
No, I'm here.
No, I know, but I can't get rid of my camera, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you'll call me back. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I can reset it because something's jacked. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute with Tom's Tech Time, recommendals, and all that stuff. So hopefully that'll all work. And no matter what, I'll get audio to work. The video may look stupid, but what are you going to do? All right. Brian, between now and then, though, we need music. What do you got?
I've got a band recommended to us by Lois and Michael Haley in Oregon. You know, the taffy guy and his wife. They saw a band and talked to them called Love Sloth. And that band released their album on November 12th of this year, like, you know, just a couple weeks ago. It's great. I really like it. And they agreed to allow us to play a song. We're going to play it right now. It is called Boy Who Loved the Winter. From their brand new self-titled album, here is Love Sloth.
Oh, shit. Hold on a sec. It didn't move over. Nothing's working. Yes, chat room. There is no news because we ran out of time. Calm yourselves down. All right, here it is. We'll be back.
As it fell across the
Everybody, let's talk about Morty real quick. This podcast brought to you by Morty, M-O-R-T-Y, the newest and smartest way to get a home mortgage. Getting a mortgage can be a long, confusing process, very expensive, lots of hidden fees, endless calls, strange terms. Well, now it's never been easier. M-O-R-T-Y, that's Morty. There's a new type of mortgage company that can help you save time and money, and here's how it works. Enter your information into Morty's secure website, and you immediately see mortgage options you qualify for with real rates and different lenders. All right, no hocus pocus. This is as real as that. They even show you all the hidden fees up front so you can confidently prepare and compare so that you get the right one for you. Get stuck at any point, no problem. They have the best-in-class customer support to help guide you through the process, answer your questions, and even talk to lenders on your behalf. Sort of like having your own personal mortgage concierge. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for a refinance or buying an investment property, head on over to trymorty.com/TMS and get started today. That's trymorty.com/TMS. As always, Morty Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker, equal housing lender, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 1429243.
It's still recharging. It's locked. I can't carry any more of those. I can't loot that. That would be stealing. I need to get closer. Too far away. I can't reach that. I'll need to equip that to use it. That's not equipped yet.
Not enough mana.
Morning stream. When news breaks, we're there the next morning, except on Fridays and the weekend.
All right, we're back, everybody. We're back.
Except for when there's no time for news.
Nope, no time for news today. Don't worry, I'll carry them over to tomorrow. We'll have
News for tomorrow. Don't worry, news for days. News for days.
We'll never run out of news. Right. All right, we're gonna try this again.
Blame Skype, everybody.
This time
don't
with
blame
Tom.
Dunaway.
Yeah, don't blame Dunaway. Didn't
don't
do
blame Burger Chat. Blame Dunaway or blame Skype.
Don't blame Burger Chat. I like that. It's my new podcast, Burger Chat. How'd you know?
Burger Chat. Love it.
It's pretty good. Let's bring in our next guest. Assuming Skype freaking works. Here's his introduction. Where is it? Here it is.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
The man, who I don't think anyone can see at the moment. Oh, maybe they can. Hold on. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Tom Merritt. How are you?
I can't see. Update macOS High Sierra right now.
Oh, is the update out? I heard...
Thanks, everybody.
I heard that update was out. You know what I did? I heard about that root thing yesterday, and I immediately went to go try it because I wanted to see how it worked, and sure enough, dude, man, freaking root. Mm-hmm. Root as a username and no password got me root access to my computer.
Scary business.
It's scary. Now, on the show yesterday, I said that you would have to have physical access to machine to make this work. There's a lot of security researchers out there saying we think maybe malware could do some privilege escalation and some APIs. Others are saying, well, the way it actually implements, because it's taking advantage of an encryption upgrade, it might not work through privilege escalation, but none of that really matters because Apple, 24 hours later, put out a fix, and you can now download and upgrade your macOS High Sierra. If you don't have High Sierra yet, don't need to worry about it because it didn't affect the earlier versions. But yeah, if you're using a High Sierra or if you're using the beta, then you definitely need this fixed. The beta doesn't have a fix yet. So only the normal users have the fix right at the moment. I'm sure the beta fix is coming as well. But yeah, it was definitely bad. Here's the other thing, Scott. Now that you've tried it, I believe that it has now set blank as your root password.
Oh, I went and fixed that too afterwards.
Okay, good, good. Well, that's something people should know if they were like, I wonder if this works. You should then go and set a root password so that blank is not your password that people might try to take advantage of. But the way it worked, there's a really good blog post at objective-c, that's S-E-E, objective-see.com, where the guy there who does the blog really stepped through all of the debug code. And essentially what happened was during an upgrade of encryption, So you would put in the password would fail, and it would call a shadow. It would notice that it didn't have shadow hash on the password, no matter whether it was right or wrong, and it would try to upgrade the password anyway, even though it was wrong. And when it tried to upgrade the password, it successfully saved the password. And then from then on, it said, oh, there's a legitimate password there. Mm. So it shouldn't, that upgrade should have failed. That upgrade should have said, wait a minute, there was no password until you just entered one. And that's what they fixed.
Sure.
But is a little bit of a logic error there. Wow. And a lot of folks are pointing out that this is the kind of thing that gets caught in beta if you have a bug bounty program, which Apple only has for iOS.
Mm. Yeah, maybe they want to get that on the desktop, I'm thinking, after this. Because this is really, really weird. Like, it's a weird little corner. Somebody should have been able to catch it if they were being thorough. Like, it's potentially dangerous and kind of ridiculous, almost embarrassingly dumb bug. I'm glad there's a patch out today, though, so that's good.
It's a pretty bad bug. Yeah. It is just a bug, and it was one that if you set a root password yesterday, it was an easy workaround. Mm-hmm. It was also the kind of thing that until it was discovered yesterday and widely passed, it was unlikely people might have stumbled into it. Right? It took till now for somebody to run across it. So I think it's easy to start bashing Apple for something, which is like, well, okay, this may have just been an oversight. On the other hand, some folks are pointing out that Apple's had a few of these kinds of oversights. So, one isolated instance may be like, sometimes this happens in code. If you had a bug bounty program, there'd be more eyes on it. But if you start to have multiple things like this happen, then it starts to say, well, wait a minute, do you have the proper systems in place to catch this?
Yeah. Do you think Phil Schiller is walking around Apple with a big stick freaking everybody out today? You think that's going on? Maybe not. I don't know.
If he's speaking softly.
Oh, okay. As long as he's speaking softly and carrying that big stick, everyone should be fine.
I think people are having some very stern meetings today. Yeah. I wouldn't bet against that.
I think Phil Schiller with a stick sounds pretty scary.
Bill Schiller on a stick
is even scarier.
Is a delectable treat.
Is what we call chocolate-covered banana.
So, also, I'm just going to public service announcement. If you use Skype in a production environment, do not upgrade to the latest version of Skype.
Is that why I'm tiny?
That's why you're tiny. That's why I can't hang up on people. It's why I can't accept phone calls anymore. It's about 12 other
things.
Oh, so
I get to be on the show the rest of the day then.
Yeah.
You can't stop me.
All I can do is exit. Yeah. I can exit the program and recall Brian. That's all I'm able to do. It makes no sense to me that I can't hang up on a person who I've added to the call. It makes zero sense to me. But whatever. There's also individual volume control for everybody. It turns down system volume. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I know this program's now meant for grandmas. It's just for grandmas now. It's not for anybody else.
Hey, it's for grandpas too, okay?
Okay, yeah, I forgot about
it. It's also for younger people who don't understand technology, and it's not for grandmas and grandpas who are really good with technology. So let's not start just lumping grandma in there.
That's true.
I know some grandmas who are pretty darn good at technology, including Allison Sheridan.
Yeah, although I should tell the story. Maybe I'll save it for a DTNS, maybe even today, but I had this thing with my mom where I was trying to help her understand how an Amazon stick, a Fire Stick, or an Apple TV, or a Roku, these devices, when you buy them, don't give you all the services for free. There is a generation that thinks that if you buy one of those and you just spend $100 on one, that means all the Netflix, all the Hulu,
all the
whatever.
Things on the box, right? Yeah. They come with it, right?
It's free.
That they're all in there. And she just could not understand that they're not in there, first of all. And it was a real rough conversation. So,
It's noobs. Noobs are, and even like somebody like your mom's not a noob. She's just doesn't care.
No. And she was, to her credit, was texting me via WhatsApp. Like, she's smart enough to know, like, oh, I have these apps that my friends use and I can use these different things to communicate. Like, she's up there for a lady who's entering her 80s soon, doing all right, but struggles with the what's in that box. I mean, this is the same woman who I love who said that her Kindle felt heavier after she downloaded 4 books to it. So there's that.
Man, she's really sensitive to the weight of data.
Well, the worst part
about
that.
It's like a superpower.
And I think I've told this on the show before, but the worst part about that is right after that happened, she found some article where some scientists tried to figure out what data weighed. Uh-huh. And they figured out it does have a weight. It's just imperceptible by man. So I said to my mom, Mom, you still wouldn't know. Yeah, but it still weighs something, doesn't it? I was right. It weighs something. I'm like, oh.
imperceptible by ma'am, but not by your mom.
Not by my mom. Yeah.
Is not human.
She's like the pee, the prince in the pee or whatever. Wasn't that the deal where he could tell there was a pee in the mattress?
I think, Scott, your superpowers will also manifest soon.
Oh, soon. Don't say soon.
Not until he hits puberty.
Yeah. I gotta get.
Well, your mom's didn't manifest until later in life when she got the Kindle, right? So who knows?
Who knows when mine will come out and what it will be? My guess is not very helpful to mankind. Anyway,
I just find it comforting to know that you too are alien.
Yeah, there you go. I've always said that about Bono and Edge and all those guys. They're all aliens. Tom Merritt will be here on the internet, that is to say later at 2:30 Mountain Time for the Daily Tech News Show. I'll be there. Sarah Lane will be there. Of course, Roger, Tom, everybody.
We might be talking about, Sarah floated this out, and we'll hash it out, but we might be talking about why laptops are bad for you in class.
Oh.
There's been some studies about that. Sort of, you know, the short, oversimplistic version is they provide more of a distraction than a help.
Okay, interesting. I may have some thoughts on that, having a couple of students, one in early college and one in high school.
Yeah, for sure.
And they both have said things about this. So we'll see. That's today. DailyTechNewsShow.com for details. Tom, anything else?
Oh, and if you missed it earlier, upgrade High Sierra right now.
Do it
if
now. You're running it. Yeah, unless you're listening to us. Well, even then, just do it and come back.
Yeah, if you haven't done it, then do it.
Watch the VOD later. It's fine. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. Tom, anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, you want mugs, you want hoodies, you want t-shirts that say DTNS on them, and you can get them at the dailytechnewsshow.com/store link. Keep an eye on it because we're cooking up some good ideas with Sarah Lane and Dave Michael to put some new stuff in there as well.
Ooh, very nice. I always like a refresh in stores. It's always good. Doing something similar myself. Have a fantastic day and hang up on yourself if you would, because
all right. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Go hang up on yourself.
So how do I... Okay, so you're on this call. I can add other people. Oh, this is so bad. Mm-hmm. This is poo. What they've done is poo. Whatever, I don't care. Screw it. I don't care. I'm just doing a show. We're making a show. I don't care what happens. I'll tell you what I do like. A good pair of socks. You guys, we are on the cusp of December. It is gift time. Holiday season right here. Sock Club is delivering the perfect gift experience. Sign up a friend to Sock Club. I'm wearing them now. They're so warm. And I'm wearing the right one on the right foot because it has a little R embroidered into it. I know. I have simple pleasures in my life. Great pair of socks, though. Remind your loved ones that you care each month with a quality American-made sock or pair of socks. Socks are sent straight to your door, featuring different designs and a personal note every month from you. You can customize that. It's pretty rad. I was thrilled to receive my Sock Club package, and I cannot wait to surprise a certain person in my family with one. They're fresh, modern designs, made in the USA, men's, women's, children's, all available. And like I said, delivered once a month with that personalized letter from you. And it's great. Updatable gift message each month is a piece of cake and simple to do. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. And you can do month-to-month or subscriptions if you want. Whatever you like, you can do it at Sock Club. Go to sockclub.com/TMS and get 15% off using the discount code TMS at checkout. That's sockclub.com/TMS. Give a little reminder of your love every month. Give Sock Club today. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Nicole Spagnuolo, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Our things aren't working very well here, but it's okay. It's not your fault.
Am I okay?
No, you're fine. Skype did an update and it's all
done. I don't know. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Are you okay? How are you feeling today? You feeling all right today?
I poked a troll on Facebook, so I'm doing great. I'm awake.
Okay. I've done a bit of that myself lately.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm
Wood Whisperer troll?
No, just
Ladies Elite troll.
No, just friend of a friend troll.
Doesn't random. Sound like much of a friend.
Mm. No, not my friend. My friend's friend, apparently. But then I go, hey, your friend's kind of an ass. She goes, yeah, I know, he is. Yeah. I'm like, why are you friends with him?
It's been a week of that sort of stuff, man. I feel like this morning alone I've had to mute like I hate muting people, but I had to mute three people today because they're just, it's out of control. Anyway, hey, it's good to have you here because I like recommendals. We can still talk about cool shit we're streaming. That's for fun.
Until we find out they sexually harass somebody.
Yep.
And then, right. You know.
Yeah. Yep. Get it in while you can, because, I don't know.
Enjoy your pop culture while you can, people.
The freaking Squidward's going to come out and tell everybody what SpongeBob did to him at the Krusty Krab that one time.
Oh, man.
I know.
Just enough.
It's bad. Anyway.
As a woman,
we still
though,
have Elmo.
Just,
oh. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. God.
I forgot.
I don't like that I live in a world that I'm just like, I hear it. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but some of them still surprise me. Lauer surprised me. I know there are people.
I was not surprised by Lauer.
Yeah. I know. And when Scott brought up the discussion with Anne Hathaway, it's like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Then that wouldn't surprise me now either.
And women, I've noticed women have a sense for this stuff. Like when this came out this morning, I was as surprised as Brian. I hadn't seen that Anne Hathaway thing yet. I was like, whoa, what? Matt Lauer? Come on. That's crazy. And then Kim goes, something weird in there. Always was. Mm-hmm. Women have this sense for it, and I trust it because I don't know. What do I know? I barely know that my feet don't stink or whatever, you know?
I listened to the most amazing interview by Patton Oswalt on Fresh Air NPR.
I heard this.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, it was really good.
He made a really good point talking about this situation, what's going on right now. And it's like the argument some men come out with is like, oh, so I'm going to have to watch what I do and watch what I say. And goes, hey, guess what? For like ever, women have been having to do this. Maybe we can, you know, bear a little bit of the weight of kind of running it through our head before we either say or do something.
Yeah.
Because women,
apply a little bit of a filter.
As a woman,
I'm always
thinking like five steps ahead. Like, okay, what is the situation that I'm getting myself into? And can I get out? Do I have, like, these are things that weigh on us since, you know, until forever.
Yeah.
It's
forever.
Just part of our life. It sucks.
My sisters say the same thing. My daughters tell me that.
It's a great interview. Amazing interview.
Yeah, it's totally worth hearing if you guys want to check it out. I can get the podcast version of that show, and it's all stored up there, so you can hear it later if you need to. Well, all right.
Are we having Skype problems again?
No. Can you not hear us? Can you hear me? You can hear me. Nicole, hello?
Brian? Nicole, can you hear us?
Brian, can you hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Nicole, can you hear us? She can't hear us. She must be... Mark? It's a Mark moment.
I don't think Mark did it this time.
I don't know what it is this time. She muted us somehow. Nicole, can you not hear us?
I'm playing, people. I'm playing.
We're going to find out the runner or the guy who runs Comcast has got his wiener out right now, as far as we know.
I think we just got to, like, get a T1 line like Leo Laporte has between me and Scott. So that one for sure. And then we add a...
Leo Laporte has... What's he doing?
He's got some sort of T1 line or T... or was it Adam Curry?
Somebody
ISDN
had,
was always
line.
Like touting their...
It's an ISDN line you're talking about, right?
ISDN line. Not
right,
a T1
right,
line.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's the way a lot of these like radio stations communicate. So if like Terry Gross does an interview with somebody across the country, they'll be in another radio station, but they're connected by this dedicated thing. But see, that won't help us. That'll only help me and you. And it doesn't.
I'll just go over to Brian's.
Just come over here.
Yeah, go to Brian's house.
Tom can go over to... We'll get one more for Jury. Mm-hmm. And Tom can go to Jury's house. It's not a long drive or anything.
No.
I seriously love how close I live to Brian now. We went out to dinner. It was really nice.
Smoking fence, and it was like a, hey, after dinner, you guys want to come over and play some games? Sure. So we popped over and played some games.
That's pretty good. Just looking at prices for ISDN lines. I'm actually going to think about it. I don't know what it costs. I don't know. And we need to try. We need to try
something.
What do you call it? Discord video. That's working now. We should try it. So see if it's any good or not.
I'd be curious to pinpoint net neutrality and what happens to the quality of show after this.
Yeah.
Mark this date.
I don't want to think about any of that. There's too many shitty things happening. Stop with all the shit, everybody. Let's all get along if we can for at least one more day. All right. So movies, shows, TV, stuff streaming. Let's get to it. I've got a clip here from Brian. Do you have any setup, Brian?
It's funny because the clip you're about to hear is a promotion for the streaming show that I watched, but is not actually part of the show. So it was made just specifically to promote the show, and started watching it on Monday. I'm in love with it. So that's all I'm going to tell you.
All right, here it is.
You should marry it.
Brian's clip.
Just get a room.
Can you please not ruin this for me? Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Of course it is.
You pass the sweet potatoes?
Sure. Alex, would you like this with the side of smallpox? Because that is what we serve to the Native Americans whose land we stole.
Certainly not hungry.
Really, I am so hungry.
At least it brings us together to celebrate what we're thankful for.
That this only happens once a year?
Come on, it's not that bad. We're all back together again, like old times. Feels nice, right? I'll just get those sweet potatoes myself.
No idea.
Yeah, I was going to say like X-Men or... like...
Well, you'd be extremely close if you said that.
Oh, is this the weird mutant one?
Yeah, well, it's not the weird mutant one. It is the new show that's on Hulu, and it's called Runaways.
Runaways, right.
The Gifted is the new X-Men. Okay.
No, it's New Mutants. It's a movie, though, is what
it's called. The New Mutants.
It is all scary, and it comes out next year. But that's not this. Runaways, Marvel's Runaways on Hulu. I am going to go out on a limb right now and say that, at least in my recent memory, this is the second best TV show Marvel has ever done.
And
really? The first being Legion, which wasn't even Marvel, it was Fox, but this may then be the best TV show that Marvel has ever done. Because what else you got? Hmm. You got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you've got Inhumans.
Well, it's still Marvel over at Fox, though. I mean, it's
still Marvel.
You got
property.
Daredevil. You got Daredevil. That's
Marvel. That's true. You've got the Netflix stuff.
Punisher. Patrick loved the Punisher.
Yeah, he can't stop talking about it.
The Punisher yet.
Yeah, me neither. He can't stop talking about it, though. He's losing his French mind over it. Thinks it's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really, really good.
Yeah. really.
I don't know. Okay. Taking the Netflix stuff, I would put it on par with the Netflix stuff. It's really good.
Which is surprising because it was the flip at the beginning. They were saying Gifted is better than Runaways and Runaways wasn't so good. So it gets better as it goes.
I think that was not Runaways they were talking about. It's that other one, Brian. What's the other
Inhumans?
One? Inhumans, yeah. Wasn't that the one everyone
hated? Inhumans, you're right.
Yeah, Inhumans had...
I get too many of them.
Had a slow start and just kind of never got better. I don't think there's going to be a season two for Inhumans, but Gifted started really strong, and the last few weeks have been kind of meh, all right. Mm-hmm. But so far, four episodes into Runaways, I'm liking it as much as I liked Legion.
You think it's a Brian K. Vaughan thing, because that guy's a hell of a writer and nothing he makes is poo? Is that why it's good?
It feels like it. It's and they did such an amazing job with casting. The actors who play Alex and Chase, and especially Carolina and Gert, amazing casting. It's absolutely restores my faith in Marvel television production.
It's not bingey, right? You got to wait every week for it. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's the Hulu release schedule, so it's every Tuesday you get a new episode. Right. But you'll want to watch. You'll make
Hulu
sure you want
to do that more often.
They do it entirely, as far as I know. All their original stuff.
They did that
stuff,
with that Stephen King, 11/26, 62.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 11/23/62.
Okay.
63.
I don't know.
When was Kennedy shot? It was.
I don't know.
1963. 11/22/62.
Yeah, you're right.
But make sure that when you sit down to watch The Runaways, and you need to do it. I mean, I've been harping on you to watch Orville because it's really good. I'd say maybe even watch Runaways before you start binging Orville, but make sure for the first episode you leave 2 hours to watch part one and part two, because it's the two go very closely together. Yeah. You need to watch them one right after the other, I think.
Kind of like the Twin Peaks one.
Yes.
The first one and the second one. Yeah.
Yes, I would agree.
All right. Well, that sounds good to me. I want to check it out.
Since we're talking about TV shows, I do have a quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Did either of you continue Mr. Robot after season one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I have not watched the newest season at all, any of it, but it's on our list.
I watched like one or two episodes of season two, and I was like, eh.
Oh,
I just
kind
of fell off.
Not for me. That thing is one of my favorite things on TV. The third season, I don't like the week-to-week, though, with it. I much prefer binging it. Season two, I waited till most of it was out. I think I waited till all of it but the finale was out, So I binged it and then saw the finale right after. Same. I'm going to do the same thing with three, kind of on purpose. But I love Mr. Robot. It's in my top four shows.
I loved the first season, but I was having trouble going week to week with the second season. So I just kind of stopped.
There are shows that are like that, where if you binge it, you know, I'll bet Inhumans would have been far better if I would have waited till the whole season came out and binged it. Because it felt like the pacing was really slow, and there just was no, it didn't feel like there was enough progression in the raid talk, but didn't feel like there was enough progression in the story. And I think I would have loved Mr. Robot. I mean, I really like Mr. Robot, and I'm looking forward to season three, but I think I would have liked it even more and found it easier to follow week to week if I binge the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's very bingeable. I love that show. Oh my gosh, I can't. It's a reminder that I cannot wait to get into season three. Very excited.
Cool.
Here's my clip. See if you guys can figure it out. I think Brian already knows. Here you go.
It's a fearful thing to love what death can touch.
Where are the men at?
Dead. Mine took them.
All of them. How has the town fared without any men around?
Some just fine. Look after things around here.
A town full of ladies. Bang, bang. It's ripe fruit for the wicked. Bang,
bang. Frank Griffin's been looking for Roy Good.
He's gonna kill anyone that Roy Good loves or cares about.
The good people of Creed let him walk their streets. Now they don't have no streets.
All right.
The Weinstein Chronicles. What's life like without...
So what's funny is you might think that this gimmick that they portray in the trailer for Godless on Netflix is just that, a gimmick. That it's like, oh, it's a town full of women. And they're that way because all their men went down in the mine shaft and died the same day. And you'd be wrong, though. Like, the movie's not about... It is not this gimmick of women have taken over the town. It's way more than that. There's way other stuff going on.
I was just playing.
But no, I mean, not just you. Like, a lot of people think this. People say to me, oh, that's that Lady Town one. And I'm like, well, it is. And I kind of wish they weren't so much in the marketing talking about it because it's a little misleading. It'd be fine if that's what it was. It's just not that. It's this outlaw, and Jeff Daniels is this horrible, like, mob boss guy of the Old West who does terrible, terrible things to towns he comes to. He's amazing, by the way. Now, I have only seen this first episode, and there are eight or something. I am savoring it. I like it so much.
I could see you liking that one.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
You know that there is a Canadian TV show. Oh, sorry.
What?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, I can hear you, but I can't.
What? Did you hear that audio in the background?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay, good. So it's still broken, so I'll just send you my clip. But there's a Canadian TV show, kind of the same premise.
Yeah.
All women in this town, and I can't remember it, but I started to watch
Sex
it.
Sex in the City.
Small town of New York City. Yeah.
I started to watch it, and I'm having a hard time remembering the name of it. But I watched the first episode, and you would think that, oh, lady power. But I was just, I don't know, it was kind of bad production, and it just really didn't jive with
it. Well, you're not going to get that here. You're going to get great production. You're also going to get plenty of dudes, lots of dudes in this. This is not a lady-only show by any stretch. The acting superb. That Dockery lady from freaking, what's that show?
Downton Abbey
is amazing in this. She's really compelling. The kid that plays her son is mind-blowing. Everybody's good. Nobody's bad. Sam Watterson's incredible in it. Like I said, Jeff Daniels is doing
it. Apparently, there's a character in Godless named J.J. Valentine.
No really? Way. No way. That must be later, because I don't think I've met that guy yet.
That's funny.
But it's fantastic, and it's really well made, and it's a Western for Western fans, and it's hardcore and six shootery and, you know, dirty towns. And I guess if I was going to, you know, say what people are, if what you're looking for is a great, you know, Western revenge tale, you're going to get that. If you're looking for Deadwood style sort of intrigue, you're going to get that. And if you're looking just for, like, you know, a thing that just tickles all your Western needs, this is it, man. It's super good. And I cannot wait.
I found the name of the show.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Strange Empire.
Okay.
And it's an 1869 Jamestown on the Canadian border, three women band together for the survival after all the men in the town are murdered.
Interesting.
And it's like, yeah. So,
that sounds like something I'd like. It's a, I didn't know it was a period piece. I could get into that.
Yeah, I like I said, I watched episode one. It didn't. There's 13 episodes. Yeah. So it came out in 2014 or something like. It's on Netflix. It's so Canadian, if you want to
Canadian show,
it's a Western.
Say? You say it's a Canadian show?
It's a Canadian show.
Are they?
Well, not a Canadian show. It was. It takes place in Canada.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think it was U.S. though. I think it was broadcasted in Canada.
Could be a Canadian production. Sure. Yeah. Who knows?
CBC Television. Is that Canadian?
Yeah, that's Canadian Broadcasting Company. Yep, that's it.
So all right. There you go. You got another one to watch.
Double recommendation about ladies running a town. it's really great, and I cannot wait to just keep going. And it does feel like I feel like I'm meant to be like no distractions, like really focus on it. Like it's that kind of thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So rubs all the right cheese for me. All right. Hey, Nicole, what's your
you know
clip?
What? The chat room is saying they love that that show, that Strange Empire show.
Oh, good.
So I don't feel like I can recommend it because I only watched one episode, but a lot of people in the chat room like it.
All right.
So I'm going to give you my clip, Scott, in Skype.
Okay.
And I won't.
Hold on.
I think I've recommended it before, but I'll give you a reason. I'll give you why I'm recommending it again.
Here goes. I'm hitting play. Here we go.
This is my favorite trick. We present our guest with a plate of boschetti. And then I will say, why don't you eat some boschetti? Please, Nick, eat some boschetti. I didn't realize you enjoyed eating worms, Nick.
Look,
they are worms.
These worms wiggling around on my plate.
It is worm-like, but not actually.
We stole that idea from the Lost Boys.
So, haven't we recommended this like 8 times already? Because I'd love
to. Yes, no, we totally have.
Maybe, but it is. I don't think it was streaming before.
I don't know.
So it's
been streaming at least twice. Yeah. 2 of the time. We've definitely recommended it at least twice before.
So I got on a kick for what's his name? Takiti Waki?
Yeah, Waka Tiki Taki. Yeah.
I love
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi. Waka Patiti. I can't say his name.
Yeah.
So Mark and I finally got to the movie theater and watched Thor Ragnarok. And we loved it. And I love that. What is his name again? Takiti?
Taika Waititi.
You can just say Taika? The director. Sure.
Taika.
I think Waititi. The problem is his last name has a TT in it.
Yeah. There's a little TT in it.
Titi.
Yeah.
But anyway, he directed it. He directed Thor Ragnarok, and I love the fact that they selected him for that level of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he's known for, we've all recommended his movies before. We've recommended Eagle versus Shark, which is streaming on Netflix. I've recommended Hunt for the Wilder People.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
And then, of course, this one, What We Do in the Shadows, which is streaming on Amazon Prime. Both him and Jermaine Clement directed What We Do in the Shadows. I'm just a huge fan. And so in Thor Ragnarok, when I heard the Rock Man, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's him.
Mm-hmm, totally.
I knew instantly it was him.
This not only his voice, they mo-capped him and everything for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he acted it out. You know, he's
Hemsworth
awesome.
Hemsworth was talking about that on the Jimmy Kimmel Show a few nights ago, and he was talking about how so much of that stuff, and you can tell, obviously, when you hear him do it, but so much of that stuff was improvised, the Taika Waititi stuff. Like his old ghost and stuff like that. Their whole discussion while they're looking at all the weapons that Thor can choose from in the big battle was almost all improvised.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It added a lot to that movie for me. I loved it.
He's great. Really did.
Yep, he's great. He should go on to make amazing movies for the rest of his life. He's just he's too good. And I like his small stuff. Like in 2015, there were two great movies. And one of them was Mad Max Fury Road. But the second best movie of 2015, easily was What We Do in the Shadows for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a huge
And I love how this was just a really a grassroots. It came from like I have the original short movie that Jermaine and Taika.
Taika Waititi.
I keep on trying
say
to say
Taika,
it. I
like,
try to avoid
say Taika,
it.
Taika,
like the Eye of the Taika.
Yeah, yeah. Eye of the Taika. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I have problems with names, in case you're wondering. If you're new to this program,
yeah,
and this segment.
Nicole is
but
the
anyway,
name person, yes.
So I backed their Kickstarter a long, long time ago. And I got to, one of the perks was you got to receive like the original small movie that this movie was based off of, which is kind of neat to see. Mm. But yeah, I love him. He's great. I can't, after seeing what he did with Thor, I can't wait to see what else he does.
Yeah.
So it's just really exciting to see that.
That movie.
And we might be going to New Zealand next year.
Oh,
so.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you'll run into him, mate.
Yeah, sure.
So like, small. You'll bump into Neil Finn. Yeah. You'll bump into Ben Meeting.
Yeah, find him there someplace.
Brent.
Yeah,
Brett.
He's still working, although I think he's in LA now. But yeah,
like
you you'll see hobbits and all kinds of shit. It'll be great. Well, there you go. Three fine recommendations, four really. And if you think about it, what we do in the shadows is like its fourth recommendation. It might be the most recommended thing we've ever talked about on the show.
I don't know. It's so funny. The clips are hilarious.
It's worth it.
And they're coming out with the sequel too.
Yeah, it's the werewolf focused one.
Werewolf. We are wolves.
Yeah.
Werewolves.
There you go. You used to say werewolves. Remember that when you say werewolves?
Werewolves.
Yeah.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
We know somebody who still says wolf. Wolf when they mean wolf.
Who says that now?
Randy Deluxe.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, does he? Oh, yeah. He's like my spirit animal.
Yeah, he works so hard on like
spirit wolf.
My spirit wolf.
He works so hard on words like machete and chorizo. You'd think he'd get that woof down, but nope.
Wolf.
Well, all right then. This has all been great. We'll look at these and their various things. We'll send you stuff. Nicole Spag, everybody. You're gonna have to hang up on me because this app sucks.
Okay, I can do that.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
We may not be using Skype tomorrow. We'll see.
I know. Golly. Am I still frozen chat room? I probably am. That probably didn't fix anything.
No, you're in. You're moving. Well, you're moving.
Well, you can see me moving, but.
Well, if I'm seeing you, they should see. I'm seeing the same thing they're seeing, so they should see it.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Was I frozen for you during Nicole, though?
Possibly. I mean,
people are saying it's okay now. Okay. Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah. All right.
All right. You're moving.
Can you see the cat licking herself in the background behind me?
No. Because the way this screen split, it doesn't let me see anything.
Oh, anymore. Really? It's to the...
Oh, there we go. Okay. Now we can. There we go. I stretched it. Yeah, getting that tail all cleaned up. Got to do what you got to do, man.
Nothing pisses a cat off more than when you make that noise while they're cleaning themselves.
Yeah, they're not fans, turns out. That's it for today. Thank you all for being here. DTNS later, 2:30, I'll be there. Core at 6 p.m. tonight. Got to figure out my shit before then. Got three of us on that call.
Oh, no kidding.
It's going to be weird. Anyway, so that's all coming up later today. Don't forget to support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/TMS. And you too can have legacy episodes like this one. So head over there and check it out. That's patreon.com/TMS. And for everything else, go to frogpants.com/TMS. Take me out with some music, Brian. I need it.
Will do. Before I do that, I'm going to tell you that there will be a Coverville today too.
Good.
That got bumped when he took out the news. But yeah, there will be a Coverville celebrating the birthday, what would have been the birthday of Jimi Hendrix, with a big episode of Jimi Hendrix covers. So everything you'd want to hear, whether it's Electric Ladyland or Foxy Lady or Purple Haze or The Wind Cries Mary or Are You Experienced or any of that stuff. Covers all that stuff, and covers by Patti Smith, Sting, Robin Ford, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All that stuff coming up. So 1 p.m. Mountain Time, coverville.com/live.
Nice.
Okay. Now, request going out to Wendy, who says, first of all, a huge shout out to you guys for playing Ian's song request and reading his sweet dedication to me. In return, I'd like to see if you could play one of the artists he really enjoys and that I'm growing to love. AWOL Nation. If that's asking the impossible, sorry it is, I'll settle for ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. I want Ian to know how much his dedication to me meant and how glad I am he took a chance on me. She says, I'm falling for you, Ian, this man who does so much for me and has such a patient and kind heart and a dirty mind just like me. Much love and thanks, Wendy. So Ian and Wendy, you guys just sound like the cutest couple ever. So you guys are awesome. How about a cover of Take a Chance on Me? This one, hope you're ready for some metal. Hope you're ready to rock out. I'm not going to finish that sentence, but maybe, you know, make the devil horns with your fingers while you listen to this. This is Rough Silk, and it comes from the 2001 collection, ABBA Metal, a tribute to ABBA.
All right, here it is. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Right on the first ring line, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go and you're feeling down, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. Together. Listen to the music, maybe just talking. Got to know you better. So much that I wanna do when I dream of alone with you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I can thrust it in and go, wah!